I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Who would have thought just several months ago, even, that conservative Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene would become one of House Speaker Mike Johnson's most severe critics? She is now placing blame for the government shutdown squarely on top Republicans. She says she's not putting blame on the president, but she says squarely on Speaker Johnson, as well as Senate Leader John Thune. She says, for the American people, to the American people, this should not be happening.
We are looking at a massive spike in health insurance premiums. It's going to crush people. They're going to have to drop their health insurance, and that could put a lot of people in danger of being bankrupt with hospital bills or health care bills. And I don't think that's the right way to treat the American people. We're elected by them. Their taxpayer dollars fund our paychecks. They fund the entire government.
Green on News Nation says it's not just the debate about the cuts on the Affordable Care Act.
Insurance across the board is crushing people. The cost of living is gone so high in the past 4.5 years, and it hasn't come down. Rent is unaffordable. You can't buy a home. A lot of people don't even know if they'll ever be able to buy a home. But insurance premiums are unbelievably high.
She says so high that she's hearing from people they are afraid family members could actually die. Now, checks have stopped even for the military, and a military wife and mom, very emotionally, has confronted Johnson on a C-SPAN call-in show.
I am begging you to pass this legislation. My kids could die. We don't have the credit because of the medical bills that I have to pay regularly. You could stop this, and you could be the one that could say military's getting paid.
Samantha, I'm so sorry to hear about your situation. The reason I've been so angry this week, and they've been calling me out on media, Johnson's angry. I am angry because of situations just like yours. The Republicans are the ones delivering for you.
Johnson says even if he got a compromise bill passed in the House, the Senate would hold up the vote there. Green says they have to at least try.
This is a crisis in America, and I really want to work on it.
She says she's talked to colleagues who feel the same way she does, but they are not speaking out. She says she's going to represent her district and the American people. And even though she is loyal to her party's principles, she said sometimes she has to take off the team uniform to do what's right for the American people. So questions. The political one first. Does it look like either side is losing the argument to have the government shut down? Should the House at least be in session so that talks and negotiations could happen? Green doesn't blame the president, but Johnson doesn't seem to burp unless he has Trump permission. Couldn't the president help find the path to open up? Should the military get paychecks and insurance during a shutdown? Should Congress get paid during a shutdown? The debate just got more interesting. Make sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.